Podcast Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.fakeologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat.
Saturday the 19th of the 6th. There's got to be something going on today. I'm here with Mr. Fakeologist Mobile, legend, and Johnny's List, legend.
G'day, Rick.
Hello, I'm no legend, just a guy.
Don't underplay yourself. I just listened to Marcus, you and Steve, was it? A guy called Steve.
Oh, yeah.
It was a good show.
Yeah, that was good call.
I liked it. Yeah, and it was so funny. So Marcus is a John Le Bon fan now, obviously, because he was mentioning johnlebon.com is now supporting the you'll own nothing and be happy. He turned into a commie, but good on him.
He does live that life, though. John Le Bon does live that life already, and I've said before, I live the lockdown life. I have for a long time. So we're both ready for whatever comes next, any hoovie. But Rick, I wanted to ask you, I've been deep into learning and listening about communitarianism, so I'm pretty sure you probably have something to say about that.
Yeah, well, you know who talked about that was George Bush Sr. He did a speech, we're entering into communitarianism, which is basically communism and and so that was George Bush Senior that was the main spruiking communitarianism back
I was listening to that Jay Dyer and Tim Kelly's latest, and they brought that up, that Henry Kissinger spoke about merging socialism with capitalism.
Yeah. Yeah. Capitalism, it's a new nice word, you know, like the nice term for it sounds like, you know, your community and you're helping each other and blah, 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 blah. You own nothing, you work, if you work indeed. Basically communism, they weren't working. And you know who supported Russians, you know, the second great experiment after America was Russia. And they were going broke hand over fist. They were pretending they were going all right, but it was Canada supplying them with wheat and America.
Yeah.
America certainly supplying them with some...
You tell me why and it's the worst word to try and say and spell. It's a mouthful.
Annoying, yeah.
Communitarianism. Try and say that 10 times fast. You're going to be tripped up. But
try and get rolling with that.
Yeah, on vodka. But, Rick, we all know that you're a hard worker. You work crazy hours. How would you fit in a communitarianism society, do you think, with your work ethic?
Well, if I was doing 12 hours of football, well, yesterday I did 15 hours, and if you were looking around and seeing other people lying around doing nothing and getting the same amount of money as you, you wouldn't be very happy. You wouldn't be very happy at all. So that's the thing, and that's why, you know, I was the same. Like, I mean, I wasn't I owned very little up until I was in my 40s, basically, apart from a vehicle. I didn't have a property. I was, but once you get into the property market and you have your own house and you have your own vehicle and you have your own business, straight away communitarianism isn't one of your priorities. It's you can see the benefits of. There's no comparison to owning a property to being a renter. I can't understand anyone saying, "Oh no, it's a great thing being a renter." I've been there and I've been kicked out of houses by the owners because they want to renovate with three kids and three cats, and you've got no say on anything. You just, they get rid of you, they give you a 3-week notice or a 4-week notice and you're gone. And that's what basically, if you're not towing the line and you're not being a good communitarianism social member, they can throw you out and push you around and do whatever. If you own your own property and you've got a business and you work hard, you know, obviously there's, I say, a lot of benefits, lots of benefits. I actually enjoy it. I can't. You're listening.
You
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
Wear a mask inside your home.
Yeah. Well, I listened to Nikki. Nikki has a daughter, Nikki Rapana, who is supposed to be pre-Rosa Corey, and I want to talk to you about that, too. She has a daughter, at least, named Nordica. And Nordica was on a, I guess they call it a
Nordica.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she is a real firecracker. She was on the Something Triangle show that's on Revolution Radio. I don't really listen to Revolution Radio, but they put this on Facebook. Nordica speaks much better than her mother, and she is very smart. She's in her 30s. She has 4 children. She's got so much different ethnic blood in her. She said, well, I could never be in an ethnic group because I don't know what group I'd be fitting into. I don't know exactly what her background is or who her father is. But very interesting interview. I'm going to post it on FakeoTube. I thought I had done so, but I guess I did not. But really well done. She's really smart. Really well worth listening to. I'll put it on FakeoTube. I'll try and get her on my show if possible because she's really, really intelligent. Now, I don't know what they stand for because they say they're part of the Anti-Communitarian League, but I don't know what they are. I know what they're against, but I don't really know what they advocate for. What system would they like? It's very confusing. And anyway, I'll be out for a few minutes, so carry the conversation if you want.
Well, I haven't, to be honest, since I've got rid of my, I haven't got rid of it. I'm using an Android, and it's a small screen, and it's what I've successfully done is wean myself off iPhones and sitting there staring at your screen and updates and all this stuff. And so I haven't been listening to as many podcasts either because I'm not on iTunes. I'm on Podstream or something or other, or Podcatcher, and you don't get I don't get the updates. I've been listening to some stuff. I listened to Marcus and you, Steve. It was fantastic. I have been listening to, Johnny just said, Our Interesting Times.
Yeah.
So there's a new one with Jay Dodd.
Oh, yeah, it is. And
bonjour, Ben. Bonjour, tout le monde.
Bonjour.
If I can say so myself, there is a podcast app for Android that is called Podcast Addict, and it's really, in my experience, the best one. So maybe there is
So what's it called? Podcast Addict. Podcast Addict. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I used iTunes because I had an iPhone, but since I haven't had an iPhone, I've got a brand new one in my bag now, which not the latest, but it's an iPhone 11. I haven't switched it on yet, and I'm quite happy about not switching it on because I actually enjoy not staring at my phone as much as I used to. And
I do like the iTunes podcast, that sort of thing is quite good,
much
right?
Easier. Oh, well, it just updates and you just tap.
And when you get in the car, it just connects and plays. I know other stuff can do that, but it is. But you can't get everything on there. You can't, like, I can't get Jim Kelly on that one. He's a
no. You got to search.
Can you add the RSS link directly into iTunes and it will recognize it anywhere?
I have done that before and it's worked. I haven't tried that with Jim Kelly, but yeah, I have done that before and it's worked, the RSS feed.
Interestingly, I tried to search for a couple of shows on this Pod Addict or whatever it was called, Podcatcher, and they wouldn't let me download Crow 777. That would just say, we can't find it. And when I did find it, it wouldn't upload. So
definitely.
Okay, I'll try that.
Yeah, that's why.
So Ben, how's London? Birmingham.
Birmingham. I'm having one of the best time of my life. It's crazy.
Awesome.
I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am really.
Jeez,
I'm having a blast. I'm drinking a lot more than I ever have in my life. But
what are you drinking?
So far, so good.
What are you drinking?
Guinness is my main thing.
Guinness.
That's what
Excellent.
I'm drinking.
Yeah, Phil, this is the time of year over here that you want to be drinking Guinness.
Oh, it is.
I really have a great time. So the city is not as interesting. There isn't much to do, but I see the person I want to see on a daily basis almost, and I have a great time. And it is refreshing.
Oh, that's
and also, this is the and I have been off the weed for 5 days now, and I feel great. I'm not moody. Nothing. The only thing I can notice is that I'm sweating like a pig when I sleep. So my body is probably trying to
get rid of
something else.
Yeah.
Well, now, interestingly, this time last week, there was me. I had the worst digestive system I've had for ages, That's why, and I was getting I've had brain fog on and off over the last 10 years, and really bad memory recall. All you have to do is listen to the fart podcast and a few things. I was getting home up north, tired. I have a couple of drinks, and I couldn't remember anything. Now, I've stopped fizzy carbonated water. I don't drink any more of that. I was drinking just sparkling mineral water. Bad, apparently, according to the guy on Crow, and now I agree. I also am not mixing food, so I do not have carbs with protein. What else have I done? I've done a few things, and I feel fantastic. So it shows you it does make a difference if you do look after your diet. And I stopped coffee. Yeah. No more coffee.
Oh, that's what I need to do.
Guess what?
Hey, Rick, you can vote for your country.
Rollo.
How you doing?
Good. Rollo.
Carbonated water is bad for your bones.
Last night, I did find the only good use for hand sanitizer. I used it as a combustible to cook some fondue for me and Skylarkin. And it worked great.
Yeah, well, it's full of alcohol, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And it is slow burning, and it's a kind of gel. So if you get some of it and you want to cook something, it might just replace the combustible paste they sell in the shop.
So, yeah, that's excellent. So is Skylarkin working, or has she got on holiday?
No, she's working, but we managed to meet a lot of time, and it's wonderful. I really like the girl.
Good on you. Maybe
I might relocate there. Who knows?
There you go. Psychologist exclusive. You heard it here first.
Yeah, I will look
Benoit, and where did Jacques Benoit come from?
Yes, okay, so it seems to be difficult for some people in Birmingham to say Benoit. And Jacques Benoit is a brand of peanuts. We have. And also when we sign into a restaurant or something, we are Mr. and Mrs. Jacques Benoit. So that's kind of an inside joke between me and her.
Oh, that's fantastic, man. I'm pleased. And couldn't happen to a couple of nicer moderators.
Yeah.
And that's something, who knows? I haven't been able to go on, I'm not on using the Discord hardly at all, so being a moderator is not really, I'm not a very good moderator, but I'm still there. When I get back home tomorrow.
You're mostly here to be the voice of reason. You don't need to act on a daily basis, but just say that straight if we start to bullshit.
If you need any moderator, just message me, because I'm not, I've honestly just not been staring at my screen for the last, but I do
come
have
on,
a new phone.
Come on, Rick. Use your moderator status. Come on. Kick me off the server, you Kiwi poor.
Rollo, it's a lot better.
Yeah, Richard kicked me off the server, like, for nothing. When? What happened to him?
He got moderated. Simple as that.
Terminated.
When did this happen?
Oh, last week. Last Saturday.
Oh, okay. I was working last Saturday. I must have missed it.
I know you were on the call, but
how's your week been?
I'm supposed to be quarantined, which I am absolutely not observing. And the thing is that I got locked off my email account, and my SIM card, my Swiss SIM card, is not working. And I discovered that I give a false address to the UK government. So as it is, no one is able to know where I am really. I am not quarantined. I was supposed to receive an auto PCR test. I never had it on the mail. So basically, we are about to see if there is any truth to this quarantine bullshit and anything. Because I might have a surprise when I come back at the airport, you know? I will have
What about contact tracing? Do you have to use your smartphone to QR code thing? No?
I'm a tourist. I just had to write some name on a piece of paper. So obviously, since I am in a foreign country and British might have a better memory, I do not try to...
So you're Napoleon? You call yourself... What's your new name? Napoleon?
Jacques Benoit.
Very good.
It's Benoit Jacques. So if you anglicize it, it's Jacques Benoit, and it's a brand of peanuts.
Ah!
That's who it is.
Okay, I got you. So, we had a catch-up this week, a family reunion with vaccinated and non-vaccinated people, and it was fantastic. We, you know, no one talked about vaccinations. We all met. My daughter flew to New Zealand to live on Thursday, and she's having a great time. She's in Wellywood or Wellington, and we had a, before the night, before she flew back, we all went, had dinner, my ex, my father and his wife, and my sister and her daughter, and my children, and we had a great night. And it's very important, going on the subject about vaccinations, because I do agree with Infinite Pain, what he says, you know, it's a schism that's there to divide you, and you've got to not allow this division, because that's what they want. They want you to be fighting like families, to be, you know, I'm not going sitting there, oh, he's vaccinated. We never did any of that. We just all sat there and had a great night. Three of my father and his wife are vaccinated. My sister's daughter's vaccinated, and she works.
You're lucky, Rick. You're lucky.
Yeah, well, you know, I could have, you know, sat there and had an argument, but we didn't. We all sat there and had a great night, particularly for my daughter's sake. No one was arguing.
My mother wrote to both of my children and asked them, we know what your dad thinks, but we think you should get vaccinated. Can you believe that? And she never writes to them. She barely knows them because we've sort of...
Disgusting.
Isn't that something else?
Disgusting.
Undermining her own son. She knows my stance. And I wrote her back. I said, with respect, never contact my children again. Yeah.
Wow. With respect, mother. Wow. Fuck off. Yeah. That's
unbelievable.
We didn't do any of that. We sat there. I did hear there was a conversation. Someone asked my niece, who works doing PCR testing at the airport, what she thinks about. Yeah, she's a nurse at the airport doing tests. And guess who she talked to on rollover like this? She had a Hugh Jackman. Hugh Jackman.
Wow.
No, Hugh Jackman.
Wow. Yeah, and she stick it up his nose?
Yes, apparently so. Yep. Apparently they got a word in that he's on a flight, and they were told, let him through. And apparently he said, no, I want to go through with the rest of the people. And
so the war horse doesn't have a private plane at the moment. I would have thought he had a private plane.
No.
By the way, I buzz around the Toronto airport. There are so many private planes coming and going. It's crazy.
Yeah, funny that.
Crazy.
Because the rich
Lear
people
jets,
aren't
Gulf
flying.
Streams.
Yeah, the rich people, and guess who'll be paying for their flights? Guaranteed. If they're politicians, it'll be the who.
And man, those little private jets, they don't even use the whole runway. They just go halfway and they peel off. They go straight up in the air. Hey, yep. They're like fighter pilots, those guys. They, you know, they have one guy. They probably just say to the two or three executives in the back, just hang on, we're going straight up.
Yeah, or Ab, guess what? You know what? Most of them are ex Air Force that work. They go straight.
Oh yeah, probably.
They
yeah.
They do, because my good friend of my mother's ex-husband flew for the Sultan of Oman. He flew protected jets, and he was in the New Zealand Air Force. As soon as he got close to finishing, that he got poached by the Oman government as being a, you know, and so he worked flying the Sultan around or flying a protected jet.
Yeah, hey, let me say hi to Rolo. Hey, morning, Rolo. How are you?
Hey, how are you? What's on your mind?
Have you been staked this week? I'm a little worried about you from the week before. You okay this week?
Okay. Yeah. So you're interested? Okay. So I've got the discharge referral here in front of me.
Read it out.
Yeah, of course. How's your weekend, mate? How's your week been? You ask us.
Yeah, fine. I had the wife over. It's my brother's birthday today, and he hasn't
happy
got back
birthday, brother.
Happy birthday to your brother.
Thank you. He's lovely. He's a ski instructor and flies all
over the world. Good looking bloke.
He is a good looking bloke. I sent him because down in Melbourne at the moment, there's a bit of a blow up about the pollies that are all travelling, and everyone else is locked down and being beat up by the police, and especially to go up the mountain down there, Mount Hotham or Mount Falls Creek, sorry. Where he used to work, you have to have the jab to go up the mountain. And I said,
"Oh, you're kidding!
If you get the jab, I mean, there are so many stories that I've now seen where people, young people, healthy people, having heart attacks and brain bleeds and all.
Well, you think those are real? Well, I'm Are they real, do you think? I'm curious.
Yeah, definitely. Because I said two of my clients are now on permanently on anti-clotting medication because they took...
Oh, God. That's terrible.
Yeah.
I spoke to a mate in Adelaide today, and I hadn't spoken to him in a while, and two people he knows, one has felt like shit after the vaccine, and one of his customers, and that he had rushed himself off to hospital. He thought he was dying from that.
Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah, you know, one of my best friends, he went and took it after... we were talking about this last week, and his wife was sick as a dog, and he rang me and he goes, I can't believe that, because you know what they did, they reversed it over here. They've said that do not take AstraZeneca unless you're over 50.
Yeah, same here in Kanakistan. Same here in Kanakistan. Well, I don't know if they're saying that. I still think we're taking the expired American lots. Can you believe that?
Well, I don't know, but all I know is he rang me up and he goes, I can't believe.
One guy said he had the needle in his arm and he heard the news about AstraZeneca and he told the person to pull the needle away. Can you believe that? These people are crazy.
I do believe it.
The government is sending all their doses of AstraZeneca to Africa. How nice of them.
That's so nice.
How wonderful.
But the good news is the people... The people in Africa, a lot of them, they won't take it. The take-up rate on these are terrible because of the AIDS poisoning.
Yeah, we had this discussion. The Tanzanian president. We discussed that the other day. The Tanzania president that was announcing that he died from COVID and everything, and that he died.
And then he died. Funny that. I'm sorry. I'm suspicious.
He's probably in Switzerland. Have a lookout for him when you're running around Geneva.
I think that she got fucking whacked as far as I'm concerned, because she was one of the best discussions on she was a lesbian and she was a Democrat, and so she was proudly, and she was going only to little churches. She wasn't a mainstream speaker. She was going to little churches
Rick and Rollo.
But she was pro-vax, though.
I didn't know that.
Wasn't she? Well, no, sorry. Let me correct that.
You are listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
Let me correct that. She thought the vax was a weapon. But, you know, she still might be right about that. If you're injecting proteins, that's still a poison.
I agree. I thought she was fantastic, and I knew... Because I actually tried to get, because I was arguing with Ed Opperman
You and Ed were arguing?
Yes, because he said to me, he goes, give me three things that you think's bad about Agenda 2030, because he goes, I've been through the whole thing, and he is a private investigator, and I know he knows what he's doing. And he said he couldn't find a single thing that was bad about it. And I said, interview her, but he never came back to me. Now, funny that, he wouldn't interview her.
Black Lives Matter rallies. And
he does, he does. No, he's an absolute rabid.
A lot of people like being managed and being penned and being herded. They don't mind giving up all their information and data about what they're doing, what they're buying, who they're seeing. They don't mind that in exchange for having everything provided for them, especially when you don't have anything. Now, you and I are, the most people, we're on the other side of the cone. Once you own something, you want to take care of it, and you don't want anyone to take it from you. That's the difference, once you own something. It could be a car, it could be a book, it could be a house, it could be an apartment building. Once you've worked hard, like you, Rick, you don't want someone to just arbitrarily take it and give it to someone who's sitting around doing nothing. This is the essence of communitarianism.
Like me, who gifted everything.
Rollo, sorry. I listened to... and I'll recommend Fakeologists have listened to that. Mark, something. He's the Truth Hound. That's his byline, the Truth Hound. And he appeared on the boiler room, which haven't been listening to for the last 3 months. And
oh,
he absolutely no. He's not on there anymore. Funny.
Patrick Henningsen is on that.
Pat Henningsen is on occasionally, but mainly 21st Century Wire. But no, the truth found Mark, some, I can't quite remember his name, but anyway, he was on about, apparently in Texas at the moment, they're having massive problems with the Mexicans. They got a name for what these borderline runners, it's like coyotes, which are the professional...
Coyotes.
And apparently in America this week, there's been shootings between local farmers with against armed coyotes that are transporting, and they reckon that this is going to be a big story that the local.
Well, the question is, has Kamala been to the border? Do you remember that?
The camel's too afraid. No.
Has she been to the border?
No, she hasn't been.
She hasn't been to Europe either. What's your point?
I know that
one is
hilarious.
I like that one. Oh, I
like
that.
The cackling witch. Yeah.
She's got the same cackle as Hillary. She's got Hillary's laugh.
Hillary cackle. Well, the Texas Rangers, I guess that's the state police, the Texas Rangers, are saying, we're going to protect the border. It's our border. You guys don't want to do it.
Yeah, and they're deputizing people, including some of the militia groups, are being deputized.
And ex-army and ex-police.
So, yeah, and he's doing a special interview with the governor there. So if you can find it, it's Mark. I can't remember his quite surname, but it's the Truth Hound, and he's on...
Okay, that's enough. That should be enough. Yeah, Rollo can look it up. He's not busy.
Yeah, very good.
Didn't Trump build a wall? That shouldn't mean
Well, he tried to. Hey, look... Have you guys been having a look at this G7, Joe Biden and Vladimir?
Yes. What about...
Biden this week has been hilarious. Yeah, it's been hilarious.
Yeah, but it's sad funny. It's sad funny. Yeah, the people that are sitting
What about Gordon Brown?
Bumping the elbows. My God.
Yeah, what about
Gordon Brown coming out? Boris Johnson.
Forget about Gordon Brown.
Somebody play the Gordon Brown clip.
All right, play it. Play the clip. Come on,
Desmond.
No, what?
Well, I'm looking for the clip. I want to ask you, did you see what happened to that guy from the BBC the other day in front of the Downing Street by any chance?
Yes, I did. He got chased out.
The BBC, the head of the BBC. Why would he go in the middle?
Why would he do that? That's idiotic.
He thought he could get away with it. He thought maybe nobody cares. But I guess he got targeted.
Been happening in the UK though. It's been pretty
hardcore.
Pretty hardcore.
Yeah.
I mean, the mainstream media.
He was lucky to escape with his life.
He won't be doing that again.
Oh, I don't think.
And that's
so.
What has no to happen. Exactly. That's what has to happen.
From Gordon Brown.
That's what has to happen. People have got to just find him and abuse them.
I think the English, though, that what they've been doing to England and London and that over the last 30, 40 years, like, it's got to be coming to a head now. This is like, how much more can they take before they...
Someone said Britain and Canada are the most compliant nations. Britain has to flip first to communitarianism. They say they got to do them first, then Canada, and I guess then Australia. Maybe, I don't know what's happening in New Zealand.
I'm not very overly confident
about
New Zealand.
It's pretty clear that we need to vaccinate the world. We're not safe until everybody's safe, as I said. And it's an act of self-interest. It's not just an act of charity. Because if the disease spreads and mutates and comes back into our country through India, Nepal, or Africa, then we all suffer. So this is something that the world has got to do together. When it comes to vaccines and people realize the benefit for the whole world, but particularly also the benefit to Britain, people actually, 79%, want us to pay a fair share. So I think you've got to look at these overseas aid cuts and think, if you're pulling away the vaccine or the injection needle from children and adults who need vaccinated and putting their lives at risk, then that's not a good thing, and there is not public support for that. And on Friday at the G7, we will decide effectively who lives and who dies, who is to be vaccinated and is therefore safe, and who is not to be vaccinated and therefore is at risk.
Yeah. What a, now that's in your face information.
Wow.
There.
Believe me that those people when the thing will change, because that's all life is. Things didn't last for long. I mean, you are speaking about the fact that this is supposed to be a communist system that is going up. But remember, the communist system in the USSR, it was only 70 years, and they did not have an internet or anything. So I don't believe that what we are seeing right now will continue for long. So that type of people, the Gordon Brown, the whoever you want, they might end up somewhere hanged on a tree, maybe, at one point.
Yeah. Well,
I wish that they
continue. Rick. What Frank said last week about anaphylaxis, I thought about.
Fantastic.
And I think when you have that jab when you're a kid and you're a baby and you've got, and then you have the jab later in life, I think what he was saying is perfectly true. It can really mess you up. It really can. Like,
guaranteed, Robert, guaranteed.
If you survive it, well done.
Yeah.
But
yeah. And look at
you've
the
got
amount.
Nothing
you,
in you, and then they'll go again later in life.
If you've, when you've got kids, and you see, you know, when someone's having a birthday at school, someone's mother has to bake individual little cupcakes now instead of sharing a birthday cake because of this anaphylaxis stuff. It's all...
Oh,
well, that's what I said last week. The local primary school in the town 11's got 20 kids, and three of them are highly allergic to peanuts.
Right? Yeah,
there is this scarring that many people, mostly from African countries, have on the arm. That is a vaccine. So that shit can fuck up your skin. So why would you want something like that in your body anyway? Something that just the injection will give you a massive scar on the arm.
But at least we know why. I didn't realize that the quaxines are based on peanut oil, and the protein in peanut oil, when it goes right into your blood, removes your body's defenses from that protein. Mm-hmm. Permanently. That's what I thought. We broke down that really well.
It was really good. Really good shot last
week. And Anna is removed, so you remove the defense. It's like peeling off a layer of skin and it never grows back. So you're walking around without a layer of skin. Crazy.
That guy got a Nobel Peace Prize for
Charles
Richer,
French guy.
Basically killing dogs and bragging that he's got his two shot and he created the word anaphylaxis. Unbelievable. That's what I said last week. This is a point.
Here's an update. I'm driving by a vaccine clinic here in Toronto. There's a lineup. Mm-hmm. People are camped out to get into it. Camped out all night. Camped out.
Lunatics.
You know why?
Lunatics.
Because I heard on the radio that the website keeps crashing for booking appointments. So people are just lining up overnight like a rock concert. It's crazy.
Ab, if you tell someone something is hard to get, they immediately want to get it. So they're just using basic human nature.
I've got a little bit of a theory on the whole people getting sick with the vaccines and everything that they're putting out there, just to push these people to see how far they can go. Like these people, like there's that much bad information out there, but I've spoken to people who are still getting the vaccine. They're going to get the vaccine even after all the bad publicity and everything. They still think it's better to get the vaccine.
Well, that letter Marcus Allen read out, that email about you know, from some doctor saying, you know, it's ridiculous, you know, these are natural things that need to happen if you want a successful vaccine. And people need to stop to ignore conspiracy theories, ridiculous conspiracy theories, in emphasis. This is what they're doing. They're just using basic human nature and saying, look, it's really exclusive. We've hardly got any left. You should try and get one. So all these idiots rush down and get them.
And just take whatever one you can get, according to our crime sinister. Just whatever one you can get is the best one. And don't worry about mixing drinks. Mixing drinks is fine. And the other thing is, he's such a puppet, he's such a fop. But really, I think they do this, they put out these stories, whether they're true or not, that absolves them from guilt, saying, look, listen, you guys got all the information, we laid it all
out
there for
you.
We told you,
they've got clear conscience. Clear conscience.
Yeah.
I just want to mention, Alan Watt had some, it was the first guy that woke me up to Gordon Brown about 8 years ago. He implied he was a very nasty piece of work, and we're talking pizza here. if you know what I mean. And he guess who's best friend, his wife's best friend is J.K. Rowling from Harry Potter. Very close friend.
Yeah.
Like, they hang out together. So J.K. Rowling and the Browns are like besties. Now, there's something there. That's all I'm going to say. I'll leave it at that. There's something there.
All right.
And I don't, I mean, that guy is so nasty. I've never liked that guy, ever.
He's a eugenicist extraordinaire. Get rid of everyone except people like me.
Yeah, but the thing, and someone said the other day, guys, at least he's open about it, because apparently he is quite openly a eugenicist. And
I appreciate that.
He openly will tell you what he thinks. Mm. Well, what he just said there, that we will decide who lives and dies, he's telling you some truth there. He's not pulling any punches with that statement.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's good.
So yeah, listen. So I say, listen to Gordon Brown, because they are deciding who lives and who dies. That's
you
a
fact,
Jack. Yeah, yeah. Anyway,
so Rollo, I missed Rollo's assessment. What happened?
Here we go.
Go.
Okay, so let me read it for you. Here we go. So here we go. James Fletcher, Mater Mental Health Service Discharge Referral. So this was when I, it says, triage nurse's note, police, he was trying to jump from Stockton Bridge, which again, Ab, I was trying to tell you, you can't hit terminal velocity from Stockton, but you get close to it. When you jump off San Francisco, you know, the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco, it's four seconds before you hit the water.
I'm not an avid jumper off bridges. Can you tell me what all that means? Break that down for me.
It means when you hit the water, your lungs burst, and your liver and everything, all your organs burst when you hit the water at that speed.
You can piss off.
Oh, no.
Oh, there you have that. That was John Laws, was it?
Yeah. John came. John, welcome to the call.
1-300
go ahead.
652. He still won't. He still won't take my calls anymore. But he's still on the radio.
I don't know why. Well, jumping onto water is the same as jumping on the cement. It's the same.
Exactly.
You don't.
No, concrete.
Yeah.
On cement.
Concrete.
Cement is flour.
Concrete.
Cement is actually flour. It's like baking a loaf of flour. Cement is the ingredient that goes into concrete. Do you understand the difference between cement and concrete?
Well, I do now, thanks to you. So I'll have a concrete sandwich or a concrete cake then. You could eat that. When any of the space shuttles or fake shuttles allegedly come back from space into the Earth atmosphere, that would be like hitting cement as well, because there is absolutely no compression in space, according to them, but the Earth atmosphere is very compressed, so they would be like smashing through cement to get back into the Earth's atmosphere, if you believe their story.
By their science, yes.
Well, that all got started.
Okay, go ahead.
Read the whole thing.
Read it out.
All right. Okay. So here we go. So he's trying to jump from the bridge and self-harm, had some alcohol, mood swings, erratic behavior, scheduled by NWAS. I don't know what that is. Alert, perfused. Point doesn't want to answer questions to people who's wearing masks, so I was calling them retards, mask wearers. Are you still there?
Nothing wrong with that.
And states that COVID-19 is a scam doesn't want to answer. And ambulance attended the observation, and this is hard to read. Okay, so let's move on to the next one. Do you know what they call me? They call me Arthur Dent. Now, Arthur Dent is because I was wearing my... he's a 50-year-old man with a cute... He's a
1-year-old
man
with a cute... Arthur Dent is Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Yeah, because I was wearing my, my dressing gown when I drove there. So everyone in the unit... unit was calling me Arthur Dent, even the patients and the people running the place.
Arthur Dent is the main hero of the story, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
That's right.
Wow.
Have you ever read that ad? It's a book by what's his name? Who wrote it?
Douglas Adams.
Yeah, Douglas Adams. Yeah, 42. 42! Yeah, 42. The meaning of life, universe, and everything. Yeah.
What are the chances they're all fans? That's pretty crazy.
So 51-year-old man with acute suicidal in context of alcohol intoxication, psychological stresses, ongoing risk of self-harm, cannot be modified by extended hospital stay. Currently scheduled, hold on.
After the break.
Hi, I'm Chad from Northern California.
Hi, this is Errol C. Naeem.
Rick from Paul Macquarie.
I'm Eric.
You are listening
Rick.
To Fakeologist Radio at Fakeologist.com.
Indeed you are. Saturday, the June 19th, 2021 is my brother's birthday, and you're here with a cast of thousands, and like, seriously, guys, that you want to talk to me is wonderful. Shall we go to the blog app?
Nobody does.
Yet, or
no, finish your story. Finish your
all
story.
Right, yeah, okay, yeah. So
keep going.
It's recommended ongoing counseling in context of social stresses. So social stresses is, you know, QR codes and, you know, that all that stuff. Conspiratorial beliefs do not appear at this stage. Conspiratorial beliefs at this stage do not appear to be a part of a psychotic illness. That's the, hold on, let's have a look. Yep, that's it. So they don't believe that it's part of the psychotic illness that I've got issues with, the QR code thing where it's going to be turned into, a vaccine passport type thing, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was a conspiracy for the longest time. And now, of course, it's coming true everywhere, but it's just a conspiracy.
Exactly.
Gaslighting.
I listened to Dave Cullen today again from Computing Forever, and he's everything is coming true
what
with this. The same deal. It's coming true. Klaus Schwab, Anthony Fauci, and Bill Gates. These criminal masterminds, are getting their way of global, euthanasia. It's just awful. And you try and tell it to people, and they just don't know what the hell you're talking about. So I'm just glad on a Saturday night I can talk to you guys. At least you guys know something.
We know a lot.
This craziness that's going on in the world. Yeah, thank you for this platform.
No, we're glad you're here. We're glad to help you out, and you're a good man. How's Rosie? How's Christy?
Rosie's sitting next to me now, snoring away, and Christy is really helping me out through this Section 32 with the court case. Is coming up on July with Mark Latham's wife on the 1st of July. So, yeah, or 5th. Hold on, let me just check out. There, the 5th. So 9:30 on the 5th of July, I'll be in the court trying to tell my story about this menace over communication, harassment, whatever that the state is trying to charge me with. So,
when you go to court, you should have a T-shirt that says "I love" instead of New York, like Order of the Eastern Star or Co-Masonry, because that's like the female.
Yeah, good strategy.
Have something like that.
Good strategy.
And a cap, you know.
Oh yeah, wearing, you do that.
I'll be wearing I'll be wearing Joker makeup, and I'll be in a purple suit.
No.
Are you serious?
No, don't try that.
No,
try to get out of here.
No, that's...
Anyway, motherfuckers! Anyway, hey, look, listen.
That's contempt of court.
These motherfuckers.
That's contempt of court.
Look, if they don't let me in, what are they going to do?
Yeah, that's true. Well, take a picture.
I'm going to shave my beard. I'm not going to put the makeup on. I'm going in there with a purple suit, dressed as Joaquin Phoenix, Joaquin Bottom, whatever you want to call him. And I'll be in there telling them.
Telling them what?
Anyway, guys, I will have to log off because I have to go outside. So have a nice
day. Oh, that is contempt of court. Be very careful.
Glad to hear everything's
okay.
Gone.
I won't say it like that.
Did I miss the Sky Larkin report?
Yes, you did. Everything's gone wonderful. Wonderful.
All right.
Apparently.
Very wonderful.
Wow. The French charm is working.
I think it's the English charm, but anyway.
Hey, Johnny's List, can I request a song?
Maybe.
Yeah, it's a song called Horse by Salvatore Ganacci. Has anyone heard this song? Noah Naci.
Yeah.
It sounds a bit
Salvatore. Yeah, it's pretty good though. It's about a
Hey Rollo. Rollo. Yeah. Hey Rollo, it sounds gay.
No, it's not gay. It's awesome. It's awesome. And everyone, I loved what Rick suggested last week. Max Q. Hutchins, the Hutchins song. I couldn't get
that wasn't bad.
For a week. Yeah.
I missed the whole you getting booted last week. I must have been not listening at the end with the whole Richard thing and that. But
that was weeks ago.
I just thought it was last week.
No, anyway, last week we were on here.
Yeah, yeah, no, I know that, but that's right.
We've been Richard free for a few weeks now, haven't we?
No, no, I know that. I know that because he's trying to hurt everybody over there. Yeah, yeah. No, that's right.
How is that server going? I don't hear any of the audio.
I went on there.
I think they exist.
Because I sort of said, oh, good idea getting your own server, blah, blah, blah. But I've never been back there, so I don't.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, you could start the Richard and Johnny's list show.
I just thought it was a good idea because he's kind of dominating the, you know.
Yeah.
Thing
so like I said, it would be great. Get everyone on your server and then just kick them off one by one. It would be fantastic.
Yeah. I'm on board. When I saw him post in the general chat, and everything, that how's the chat's going and all this sort of stuff in the fakeologist general chat and everything, like sort of, yeah.
It could be like musical chairs. You could get 50 people on and see who is the last man standing. I think it'd be great. Put money on it and everything.
Yeah, but I just thought it was bad when he was posting that in the general chat, or how's your chats going and everything, because I don't think you had a problem with Richard personally and that. Not really, no.
I didn't. He...
No.
I like everyone to hang themselves.
Unlike Rick, who said, you're brave. The brain injury thing. I did listen to Purple Play, you, Ab, and Frank, Nails of Salt. Yeah, that was a good
chat.
I'll bring that up.
I was going to say Purple Play would be good as a regular.
She's a sweetheart.
But she's articulate. She's great voice. Her mic sounds great, and her knowledge. She would be a really good regular.
I agree 100%.
Yeah.
Plus, she's from California, and California girls are hot.
Californian girls, I don't want that song, though.
Yeah.
I want Horse by... I know you do, but I want a Horse by Salvatore Ganacci. Have you got that queued up for us?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Come on, man.
Horse?
Yeah, by Salvatore Ganacci. And thank you, Johnny. You always hear me up.
It's better be good.
It's great.
Hold on. Take it away. I'm still trying to find it.
You're right, man.
I'm on my iPhone here.
You're our new producer.
Oh, thanks.
And new Velocet. You're our new Velocet.
Better be good.
It's great. Here we go. Enjoy. Rick and Roller. Turn it up! Turn it up!
Hey, Johnny's List. Johnny's List. You just made me $100. You made me $100 just then. You know?
What was that?
Josh and his friends. Josh and his friends bet me. They bet me that you wouldn't play that. And my God, you did. And I'm now $100 richer.
Inside Rollo's head. I can just imagine. Yeah.
It's not. Whatever's inside Rollo's head is not good.
Hey, if you look closely at the film clip. If you look closely at the film clip, it's about being kicked in the ass. If you abuse animals, you get kicked in the ass. That's why the guy's driving the...
I should have got that straight away.
Don't worry. You made me $100. Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Johnny Cliff. I'll split it with you, mate.
Oh, no worries. Thanks.
That was terrible.
Keep going. Was that techno?
Yeah.
It's new techno, yeah. Do you want to go to the blog, Ab?
All right. Did you get the
beer? Yeah, I love it.
And getting abused in the song. I just got it straight away. It's just,
okay, so the top blog post says Ab's Fakeologist show tonight at 9 p.m. I forgot to take that down.
No, I should have taken that down, damn it. That was a mistake.
All right, calm down. So the next one's Covey's Commune... What's this word?
How do we know you wouldn't be able to say it? How do we know that you wouldn't be able to say it? It's a miracle.
Communitarianism.
Communitarianism.
It's actually supposed to be a pleasant version of communism. It's crazy. It's a whole topic. It's apparently the best explanation of the form of government they want to bring in. So now I'm learning about it like crazy. And there's not a lot out there about it, honestly.
Especially in Australia, we've had this form of government for a long time, I think. Capitalism mixed with socialism, communism.
It's like a layer put on top of your existing system. So it layers over top, and it's administered with fines. They have this fine system, and that's, of course, what we're going through now, this unconstitutional fining system where you're fined for your behavior, and that's how they administer it.
They need a licensing system in order to fine you. It's like I was talking to my mate today, the same guy that, you know, people, he's had to pay $1,000 to get a license to dump contaminated waste. So he did no course or anything, but he's paid the $1,000 to get the license to dump contaminated waste. So now your license and everything, you can be fined, you know.
They fine you out of existence. They fine you out of existence. They can literally, crazy. The whole life.
So Ab, it's glitching the code with Mark Windows. Now, I don't know who this guy is.
He's good.
The new
Mark
system
is worth listening to.
Communitarianism. Yeah, what a word.
Well, I know, it's hard to spell, it's hard to say. And the funny thing is, the woman that really was talking about it the most in 2000 and before was, her name is Nikki Rapana, which is another hard word to say and spell. So I'm thinking all these people are put before us with words and terms that are really hard to spell. But, she was, you know, she wrote a book in the 2000s called 2020, and she said this was all going to start in 2020. So she was right.
Can I move on to the next one? Okay, so... But vaccines cured polio in capitals, you said not. A pesticide common in the 1800s was called Paris Green, a green liquid because it was combined with copper and arsenic and lead and arsenic. What did I say? Arsenic and lead and arsenic. Some of the most toxic substances known to mankind, I would call it, but you have to call it humankind now because of your mate up there.
People kind,
you know. How's he doing up there, your old mate? You're the guy that's running Canada.
I do my best to ignore him.
Remember that? He said, he put that person down, like, in the mankind.
I don't actually care about anything he says. Neither should anybody.
I forgot his name.
Justin Trudeau.
Justin Castro.
I'll keep going with this.
Wait, Rollo, he's the crime sinister.
Yes, John, go.
Can I interrupt, because we're talking about arsenic? You know how your brass tapware and your brass fittings and everything in your plumbing? Once upon a time, that used to, like the older stuff used to, over time, get brittle and break. And to make it the zinc, because it lacked zinc, the zinc would leach out of it. So to make it the zincified resistant, they put arsenic into it. So when you get your flask, it's got a DR in it, and it's got arsenic added to it. They teach you this in trade school, like when you do plumbing and that. So all your brass stuff.
So does that leach into the water and eventually cause great harm?
I don't know. I can't tell you that bit. So
It must. Just like lead in the paint.
Tell us that's how they we've done this to fix the brass break because over time it would go brittle, evidently. But this is back in there.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't think anyone's really ever, until maybe now, trying to kill us with what they're doing. I think everything is there because, okay, lead did something to the paint. It did something to gasoline to make it work better. And just over time, they found out that it's killing people. And then the question is, well, how do you get it out and still keep a business going without killing too many people? I don't think they're deliberately trying to kill everyone, except with Quaxine. Mm. The Quaxines are different because they're totally unnecessary for anyone.
They're deliberately adding chloride to our drinking water, which causes stomach issues. It's a known.
Yeah, but if you didn't put chloride in the water, you would have bacteria. Yeah, if you didn't put chlorine in the water, then it would. Try and drink standing water from your backyard. It's not going to work out well for you.
What they used to do years ago was use colloidal silver as a sterility thing for drinking water.
That might be kind of expensive, though.
Well, it's not.
Do you remember the guy
that
was on Alex James that took that?
Colloidal.
Do you remember the guy on Alex James that took that and his skin turned blue? He turned blue, that's colloidal silver.
That sounds like disinformation. I've been swallowing colloidal silver for years and I haven't turned blue.
My last Daffy, who died a few years back, I bought her when she was 2 years old. She had shocking skin conditions. I didn't know when I got her.
And that colloidal silver fixes it.
Yeah, and I went to these stupid vets and everything, but I got a spray on colloidal silver. She would be red raw in the stomach, and I would spray this time after 5 minutes, look like nothing happened. But it didn't cure the eczema or anything, but it did massively help, like, on that.
On the film set for Babe 2, I've mentioned this before. I was there one weekend by myself. It was one of those weekends like when, what's his name,
Hold on. Rig and roller.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
Indeed you are. It's Saturday, there's June 19, 2021. Come on, Rico, tell us about the survey.
So I'm always bumping into talking to interesting people, and I was working on the film set of Babe. It was called Babe in Metropolis or Babe 2, the sequel to that film.
Pig in the City, New York. Yeah, go.
Pig in the City, Anyway, they built a city like Amsterdam. It was parts of every amazing city in the world, and they had canals all set up as the sets. And in some of the scenes, the animals had to actually get in the water. And I was talking to this guy one day on a Sunday. He came in, and he was fiddling around doing stuff, and I ended up talking to him, and he was purifying the water using colloidal silver. It basically have two electrodes going in one end of the pool, and he was dumping in something or other, probably a silver molecule or whatever. And he said this was how, back in the 1800s, they used to purify water. And he said it was far cheaper, far more effective. No chemicals involved. Basically, silver kills bacteria naturally. And so they run a couple of electrodes into the water and add the silver molecule, and it creates a energy, whatever. This technology was around in the 1700s, or probably earlier, as far as I'm aware. Yeah. And
Rick, did you meet James Cromwell and Magda Zabansky? Did you meet them?
No, I saw them. I'll tell you one interesting thing, though. Everyone got really, there was a real panic because they had loads of monkeys on the set. Like, they had basically every animal you could ever imagine. And all of a sudden, they freaked out because people were getting sick, and there were monkeys on being kept in one of the studios, and it was some of the people were spreading a illness caught from the...
Probably monkey waste. And you can't spread illness, by the way. It's probably monkey waste.
I get, well, whatever it was, they freaked right out. They freaked out about that one. And it wasn't on the news or anything, but people were getting sick, and they blamed the monkeys.
Monkey
AIDS. It was amazing.
You shouldn't live with your animals because their waste is toxic to breathe in and ingest.
What about that?
Even having a budgie can kill you because budgies are very...
They've got fleas, they've got waste, they've got all kinds of crap.
It's something in their shit.
As much as people like dogs and cats, you shouldn't let them lick your face because where else do they lick? Jesus.
Yeah, well, the reason my children have all got no immune issues is because we've had cats and they hang around with dogs as well.
Fetal enemas and that, like doctors curing
fetal enemas,
curing disease. Yeah, yeah.
That's a true thing.
I used to watch
that for stomach issues.
Yeah. But I used to watch a vet that used to treat her dog. She would go to friends' houses, and if their cats and dogs weren't vaccinated or had other tablets and everything, she would take their poo home and freeze it. And when her dogs went or she just do it, she would give them the feces and everything because it's the bacteria and everything in it. They do fecal enemas, so they give it, so you don't have to eat the shit. It goes through the back sort of thing.
Because it has good bacteria
in it. It's all about the good bacteria.
That's true. That's why yogurt and... rotten foods and stuff like that and raw meats and stuff like that are actually very good for your gut.
So in other words, Johnny's List, you should eat your yogurt through your ass.
Maybe. I don't know. That wasn't quite what I'm saying, but what it's saying is the gut.
That's what I got from it.
No, it's a gut.
No, it's actually a thing.
You're getting the good bacteria from that when people pass waste and everything, you get the good bacteria out of it.
Johnny, can I ask you a question?
How's Indy?
Oh, she's all right. She's asleep at the moment on the couch.
She's
a
beautiful dog. Rosie's just as good. Yeah.
We've been out driving today and she's seen her. I have a tired in
the back. Let me continue on with the blog post. Here we go. So this super toxin was also used as a dye in many items, including wallpaper and paint. It was the sole focus of a murder mystery novels at the time. Arsenic was also known to be a very efficient way to stage a murder, in quotes, for unknown reasons. The arsenic kills, but is hard to defect. The victim succumbs to the poison. Succumbs to the poison. So this is
Have you guys ever heard of Paris Green before? JC Christoph,
you've got this
wrong. What was that, Ab?
Well, I never heard of Paris Green before. So obviously I haven't heard of every chemical, but it was widespread in the 1800s.
Yeah, I believe that. Paris Green?
What he's just describing, it was a combination of arsenic, and it's called Paris Green because they used it in the sewer systems in Paris to get rid of, I'm guessing, the rat waste, which was probably causing the plague. Yeah, killing rats. Yeah.
There's a lot of famous 1800 murder cases using arsenic as a...
Right, because you can't detect it easily.
Yeah, that's right. So lots of children's playgrounds were full of arsenic basically in the day. Yeah.
This is not a show to condone murder or explain a good way to do it, but my daughter, she reads the diabetic forums now on Reddit. I've told her, get your information from other people, forget the doctors. And she found out on Reddit that a great way to kill someone is to inject them with insulin in between their toes. Nobody looks between the toes, and if you get an overdose of insulin, it will kill you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And that's one of the well-known how to get rid of old people.
Now, listen carefully. When you inject them between the toes, make sure you put your sock and their shoes back on.
But have you ever heard of that?
And wait till the heart stops. wait till their heart stops. Yeah. Listen carefully.
So, Rick, have you heard of that before?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, Rick, you've heard of
been
that?
Well known. Yes, and old folks' homes and stuff of patients dying from insulin overdose. Insulin will kill you, for sure.
When can I just say something? When my dad passed away almost a couple of years ago, when he was really crook in the hospital in the last week, and it was from too much chemo, but they, every time before he had something to eat, they would inject him with insulin, every time, because of his sugar levels were so high or whatever, they would squirt in with insulin, like, three times a day.
That's quite a
you have
well,
to, if you're a diabetic, you have no choice.
But he wasn't a diabetic.
He had never been a diabetic, though.
No, he was pre-diabetic before he went into hospital. This all happened within a few weeks of him dying. He was pre-diabetic. He never took insulin or anything his whole life.
Okay.
But when he was in hospital and things sort of went to shit, they were just a bit weird.
I have a lot of experience with insulin. It makes you blind. It turns you blind. It's worse than the worst alcohol.
It's the opposite. High sugar makes you blind. It's the opposite.
No.
If your sugar
goes up, we're going to disagree. Anyway, let's go to the next. Hey, Ab, let's go to the next blog post. Okay. Big Harmon's Hail Mary. We are told that the quaxine market was in decline over the past 10 years. The massive government-sanctioned marketing campaign may work in the short term. It smacks of desperation, the last dish attempt to go big or go home. What if it ultimately fails and it injures or awakens enough people to turn the allopathic medicine on its head, ushering in a new age of health and well-being? It just might happen. Stay tuned. And that's just your comment.
Yeah, that's my hope. That's my hope that this could be the end of the quaxine industry. If this fails, finally enough people might realize the 150-year-old scam that it is. But that's all I was saying, really. Because
I think you're probably right there, Ab. Yeah. There's a positive there somewhere.
Yes, I'm trying to be positive. It's not easy, but that was just a thought that came to mind, that this was a Hail Mary. It was either go big or go home, because the quaxine industry has been in decline. All the patents and all that come off and that kind of thing, whatever the financial reason is. So they just decided to force it upon the entire world. And there's enough people in the entire world that somebody should be able to mount a counter campaign against it. That was sort of my thought.
Yeah, it's okay. Look, most people in the world are retards. They're wearing face masks.
We know that.
Retards. Yeah, exactly. Okay, so in the next blog post, putting their necks on the block. Okay, this one
can
is
you give me,
from...
Can you give me 2 minutes? Talk about something else for a minute. I got to take a break.
Absolutely. How big my dick is.
Isn't it, but it's unemployed, unfortunately.
Thank you, Rick. Unemployed. Okay. Come on, there's something else we need to talk about. Rick, Sydney tonight? Or are you back?
I am. I just did 12 hours of hard work, no break, no sitting down. I didn't even sit down. And I did 15 hours yesterday, and the day before that I did 12 hours maybe, and the day before that I did some work as well, so I'm amazing, let me tell you.
Being a coffee mule, you're the coffee mule.
And I've given up coffee. Cleaner. Now let me just say this, I've given up coffee and taken up wet chai. Wet chai, proper chai, brewed chai, which is black tea with cinnamon, cardamom. You'd love chai.
Beautiful.
Right?
I love chai tea.
Yeah. Well, but I'm not talking about powdered chai. I'm talking about wet chai. So it's basically black tea with cardamom, clove, cinnamon. There's four or five different things. Black pepper. And I feel absolutely fantastic because I've given up coffee.
Coffee's a big thing.
For me.
I've been having a bit of trouble sleeping. I'm usually a good sleeper.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's helped. I do believe though, the sleeping is to do Wi-Fi and electromagnetic.
Thing? Yeah.
5G. I go to sleep with my phone Bluetoothing something to my neck. But I've done that for a long time, and I've still slept okay, but something's going on a bit.
There's something going down big time.
I'm sorry, I've done that in the interview.
Hey guys, let me tell you a good news story. Ready?
Go.
Josh's mum forgave me for the bridge jump thing.
Oh, God. Thank God, I was worried about that. She's an idiot. She forgave me.
She's forgiven me, and I'm allowed to come back over, and we're still friends.
I wouldn't let you anywhere near my children when you're carrying on with vodka. And she should do the same thing.
But I've stopped drinking heavy.
Fantastic.
Alcohol. What's in your hand, Rick? What's in your hand?
Red wine and water. Flat water. Yeah. Now, this is the other thing.
Yeah, and Crow what's in my hand? Ask me what's in my hand.
Rollo, what's in your hand?
Yeah, what's in your hand? A glass of champagne.
That's fantastic, Rollo.
Let me look at the bottle. Jacob's Creek Chardonnay.
What about you, Johnny's List?
Are you having a drink tonight? I'm having a Guinness.
Yes.
Yeah. It's the weather for Guinness here. It's been freezing.
It's Guinness weather everywhere at the moment.
Yeah.
It fucking blew a gale. I'm working on the water in a waterfront house, and I managed to do all their massive windows like to do today, in and out, and the rain was coming in sideways, and the wind was full on. I think we're going to get one of the coldest winters we've had.
Oh, yeah.
So fuck global warming and Greta Thunberg, the gremlin.
I think they've timed this global warming thing because we are going into a solar minimum.
Mini iPhone, if you want to call it that.
I think they know, and it's just up is down.
Well, guess what? They know there's going to be food shortages. And meat shortages, and what they're doing is moving black people from Africa into countries that are having like 7 months of winter every year, like most of the European countries.
They will not make it, especially Ireland, so Ireland has got the same issue.
And Canada.
I heard some crazy stories that they're, because they know so many people are going to die off from the vaccine. Like, to me, this is complete conspiracy stuff, but we got to listen.
Who cares? You're in the right room.
So if they are going to kill off a whole bunch, then all these companies are getting ready for mass loss of their staff, so they're going to have to bring in tons of people just to replace all the dead bodies. What do you think of that?
Yes. I agree. Look, I say this. All bets are off. I've seen and witnessed madness. IPS was so he reckons that he gave up on mankind when he saw the Elon Musk's fake car in space.
Oh my God. And
he realized that was the sign that no one was watching, no one cared. Yeah. And I haven't heard him mention it, but you do know where that came from. The whole thing, every part of the image and everything came from a movie called Heavy Metal in 1978. Oh. And if you Google opening scene, Heavy Metal, which was a art magazine, science fiction magazine from America back in the 70s. The opening scenes to the movie Heavy Metal is a car getting dropped out of a satellite, and it's the same exact car with the same exact astronaut, Mr. Starman, sitting there. Yeah, it's the whole thing is just straight out of a movie.
Who did the music? Rick.
Blue Oyster Cult, and Black Sabbath, and lots of good bands. It's a great soundtrack to the movie. Yeah, it's called Heavy Metal.
It's funny, I just listened to Live Rust by Neil Young all the way through. You know how an album, you got to listen from start to finish, and there's a live concert, of course, so obviously the tracks went into the next. But
I was there for that concert.
Live Rust? Yeah. I'm jealous.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm jelly. Jealous.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan. I'm not a big fan.
Do you think? I know you're not, but do you think Neil Young was at his peak during Live Rust? I do.
Oh yeah, absolutely. The interesting thing is, now get this one. If you notice, all the '70s musicians, all like the biggest ones like Bowie, the American, what's his name, from the
you're telling the story.
The, what's his name? He had an album called Lou Reed. So Lou Reed had an album called Trans. It was basically all over the place. Bowie was trans, like doing this, you know, transgender. But guess who? Straight after Live Rust. And this is why I like. This is why I like him for doing that. He released an album called Trans, and it was basically complete. It was all electronic. He had Star Trek Wookiees and those little creatures that roam around the desert were all in the video clip. And the album is actually very good. It's electronic, and he had Devo got involved. So Devo and Neil Young did an album called Trans. And
Neil Young.
Neil Young. Look into it. Very. And he alienated.
Rig and roll it.
Would you like to support Fakeologist.com and all the content we're creating? We operate on the value for value principle, where you pay whatever you can for whatever value you feel you've received. We accept donations in almost every form, from PayPal to Bitcoin. Please go to fakeologist.com/donate for your payment options. Thank you for your
money support.
Money!
Hey!
Right.
Is there, you know, talking to Rick is like talking to...
Have you got any new donations?
I think I did. I think the guy's name was, I think the guy's name is Kitten or something, his name. He sent 0.003 Bitcoin. Thank you. I was just going to say, talking to Rick is like talking to Wikipedia. Man, this man, what don't you know?
Did you know what my ex said? You know my ex that I had babies with. When we first met, she used to introduce me to her family as, "This is Rick. He is the internet." I swear to God, that's what she said.
Blocking internet. How the hell could she let go of a guy like you? Seriously.
Oh, an absolute pain in the ass.
I know why. Because he had a better memory than her. Like, if there was an argument 20 years ago, Rick was like, "No, you're wrong. This is actually what happened," and she'd be laughing.
Great parents. We've become great parents, and our children are absolutely amazing, I have to say. All three of them credits, and my daughter's now traveling around New Zealand. Well, she's in Wellington, and she sent me messages. Right. And she's been to the museum. She's having a great time She said she was in
the
hospital.
What? The museums are open?
Yes, and get this.
Of course they
she's
are.
She's in there with. She was with people from Greenland and these international people.
I didn't think anyone was from Greenland.
Guess what? They're staying in the hostel in Wellington where she's staying. She said there was lots of international people there now. So obviously New Zealand's got travellers allowed to go in there.
Really? So Jacinda Ardern has actually pulled her head in and...
New Zealand survives on tourism. New Zealand survives
on
tourism.
Ab, you said it
on your show the other day, and you are completely right. The reason why Sweden and other countries have been let alone is because they're so socialist. They're already ready to go.
I think they've done it in stages. They've done it in stages. They've picked certain countries and hit them, like Sweden got hit full on with the immigration and everything. They were the
immigration, but they didn't get hit with lockdown.
They've already done their bit.
Vietnam, no lockdowns, no nothing, because Vietnam is already a totally socialist controlled country. They don't need to.
Completely.
It's red stars everywhere.
You had a good time in Vietnam, remember?
I rate it as my favourite country that I've been to.
Yes, this is CNN, the next blog post. Yes, this is CNN. Nurse is willing to lose her job to avoid... Now, what's this? Getting a jab? What do you got here?
Somebody play that.
I don't know how to do it.
Yeah. Yes, you do.
Is it on YouTube?
Just grab the link.
On YouTube?
Yeah, it's on YouTube. It is on YouTube. Well, you got to go to the post. Click the post. Go to the post. Grab the link from the post and then play it if you don't mind.
And the post is in Fakeologist.
Yeah. Fakeologist.com/blog, right, Rolo?
Yeah. Fakeologist blog. I'm in Discord, so...
Come on, producer.
No, it's okay, man. No, I mean fake blog and Discord. Which one is it?
So it's called it's called Yes, This Is CNN.
Oh, oh yeah, that's fantastic. So that's a hospital. That's a hospital. I'll tell you the story. It's a hospital in America where the staff have just said they've been threatened with, a lot of them have been sacked if they don't take the vaccine. And they've had a huge rally and a great, this was another thing on the Boiler Room's last week's show. Highly recommend. Not bad stuff. They do the best local news of America and some great links.
I'm starting to really enjoy some new podcasts or old stuff, even Tucker Carlson on Fox.
No,
I mean, Tucker Carlson
is a...
Listen, Biden is low-hanging fruit. Biden is low-hanging fruit, but at least he's giving us some comedy. He's giving us some comedy.
Well, it's like Hitler was probably funny as well. You know what I mean? It's like, just because... Well, maybe not. I don't know.
I never got a laugh out of... Hitler's stuff, but Joe Biden being completely out of his mind. Like, there was a thing during the week that where they the guy that did the psychological thing for Barack Obama and Donald Trump said, I think we need a cognitive test for Biden. What? You reckon? The guy is... He's gone. The guy can't even bloody read. I mean, listening to something in your ear and trying to speak at the same time is not easy for most people. I can do it. There you go. Here we go.
President Biden's mission to have 70% of American adults with at least one shot of the vaccination by the 4th of July is facing some headwinds. As of today, 63% have received at least one dose. And if we stay on the current trajectory, the U.S. will fall about 6 million people short of that goal.
So we wanted to talk to some of the millions of people who remain hesitant or resistant to getting the vaccine to find out why. So as you're about to hear, they have many reasons. Here's your pulse of the people. Show of hands.
Always with the 6 million, eh? 6 million.
Getting COVID?
Oy vey.
No, you don't.
Okay,
yeah. So Jennifer, a really interesting place to start because you are a registered nurse. And so you, as I understand it, worked in a COVID unit. You saw the worst of the worst, and I would think that you would want to get the vaccine as soon as it's available.
Yeah, she saw people coughing.
You have hesitant.
Yeah.
Basically, I just want some more research. We've been seeing a lot in the hospital, like just between, you know, the patients. And
I think she's controlled opposition myself.
We're seeing a lot of adverse reactions after Pfizer, Moderna, and J&J. So it makes me a little leery because you don't know, you know, until you take it, if you're going to get one of those reactions or not.
Obviously, you know, because you're in the medical field, that they have researched these things and millions of people have gotten adverse reactions.
They're
Supported or deny it. I mean, you can't verify either way right now because there's not enough proper studies done to really show it. And I think we need a few more years, at least a couple more years to see any more.
At least 10 or 20 years.
Hello. And you have an autoimmune disease. Tell me where your hesitancy lies now.
So I know from my past being treated for various illnesses, usually I have bad side effects from that intervention.
Not side effects, effects.
And that, for me, that was my hesitancy, that I didn't want to exacerbate my Crohn's disease because I've been in remission for so many years.
Okay.
Who diagnosed you with that?
Let's move on to you. Tell us your hesitancy about vaccines.
A history of just not being able to trust vaccines. I've never been a vaccine guy. A lot of us as black men and black and women in general, we've just been hesitant about doing things because we've always felt like we're kind of always set up not to win.
And yet, at some point, you did come around and you got the first vaccine.
Yeah, so it's crazy because I'm a DJ, so I travel a lot for work. So my doctor and my wife, they were kind of, you know, pushing me towards getting the vaccine, and I really wasn't for it. The crazy part, so I eventually gave in and I got the first vaccine. 2 weeks after getting the vaccine, I contracted it, which really, really turned me off about getting the second one in. So I really didn't have any real symptoms. What? I had a fever. I didn't lose any sense of taste or smell or anything like that.
Okay, but the fact that you didn't have more severe symptoms, maybe you can thank the vaccine that you got.
Oh, yeah.
You
thank
sound
you.
Like my
See, they just keep pushing it.
The exact same thing. And like I said to him, maybe, but maybe not. Like, we don't know. And I think that the part that's frustrating, and someone else mentioned it,
how about
we
not?
We don't have enough data. Right now, yeah. We're all still guinea pigs.
So did you get your second shot?
No, I have not gotten my second shot. And I honestly, if your next question, am I planning on getting a second shot? Today, my answer is I don't know.
Janine, tell me about your hesitancy. What's it based on?
I've had COVID in February, so I have natural immunity. There's no reason for me to get
can't
the vaccine.
Catch
There's no
COVID.
Reason for me to take the vaccine doses from vulnerable people in this country or in other countries who need it more than
Yeah, let the others take it. They need
I
it
know
more.
How long your natural immunity will last? There aren't.
As well. There's no such thing as immunity. Immunity is a lie.
Taken on a religious mentality, in my opinion, on the
immunity
on the
is a lie.
Side of the spectrum.
You're either
Has
poisoned or you're not.
Has COVID changed your politics?
Yes, it's changed my politics.
Politics.
Now I vote for anybody who cares about civil liberties and who doesn't allow the trampling of our rights that we've seen.
Well, guess what? You won't be voting then.
I see you applauding, so tell me your thoughts.
I'm loving hearing her talk right now. Everything she says, I basically agree with.
I was really applauding the young lady who said something about just taking away our First Amendment rights. Not only am I a DJ, I am a club owner. So what this did to businesses... a lot of businesses will never recover. I know the government.
I'd never own a
PPP,
club.
But
you go
all
broke
the big
fast.
Major billion-dollar Fortune 500 companies, they
got
all
to do
the
with
big
First
grants.
Amendment rights.
A lot of our small businesses, especially black-owned businesses, we were left with crumbs, and you get what you can get, and then you got to pay it back. I mean, it just all of this has become so unfair and so political, and I think that's why there's this distrust, because we see that people are doing things now not for health reasons but for business reasons.
And last, Jennifer, your boss says that everybody needs to get the vaccine by June 7th or lose
their
job.
Yeah, because the boss is a doctor.
Lose your job as a result of not getting it.
Absolutely. I've actually had multiple companies reach out to want to hire me now because they respect the fact of what an advocate I'm being. And I'm totally prepared to lose my
I'd
job.
Hire.
She's willing to lose her job for something she believes in. I respect that more than someone who does something just because the world says it's the right thing to do.
Wow.
Yeah. That, well, you know, it's still pretty good to put it on, but they're
real.
Trying to...
It is you. Not... real!
Thank you for that.
They're obviously trying to control the narrative. They're taking... They really did spin it pretty good. So CNN is spinning the story their way. I don't think it came across too negative towards quack scenes. I think that's how they do it. The media, the producer of that piece, whoever made it up, not that woman, is pretty good. I just put it on because it was somewhat negative.
Propaganda at the highest order. Yeah, you can't even, I'm not pro Fox, I'm not pro CNN, I'm not pro anything. Anything you see on the news, just turn it off. But listen to fakeologist.com audio chats. All right, just
why
before we go.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, go, Rick.
No, sorry. Why wouldn't you listen to fakeologist.com? It's the best
exactly.
info you're going to get. The pointy end of the spear, guaranteed.
Thank you, Rick.
Yeah.
Are we ever going to get that clip? Thank you, Rick, from Velocet. Does Velocet listen to the show? I don't think
so. Velocet meant to be coming back. We're meant to be doing number 52 fart podcast. We just need to organize it.
Yeah. Where is Velocet? Where is he?
We turned up... on the moderator thing last week, asking about someone that had been kicked off, and that's the last I've heard of him.
Yeah, Joel's a good man. Joel is a good man. When he rang John Laws after me that time and did that classic. That was
instant classic.
Yeah, instant classic
from Joel. Way to go, buddy.
And we didn't even know each other that well at that point. And he did that for me, and it was just brilliant. So let's go.
He's a brother for life. He's a Rolo brother for life.
He absolutely is. Yeah, and I've
You know, Rollo's moving.
Villaset
has requested if Rollo does jump off a bridge that he gives him his Celica.
I bet he does. Well, he's got a sense of humor. That's what he is. He's got it's a sense of humor. I mean, that's what it is. Okay.
What a great contributor to the fakeologist system, Villaset's been. Let's just say that.
Oh, absolutely.
Who did he work with? With Giles, Kyle and Jackie.
Kyle
O,
and
right?
Jackie.
Yeah.
No, and other people. He is a radio talent.
Yeah, a professional producer.
Yeah.
And we were glad to have him at the time. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Just like we're glad to have you. You say you're a collator of information, but you've set this thing up well. I listened to the show with Purple Play and Frank. It was wonderful.
I liked it up until. And I'm a big fan of Purple Play.
Go for it.
She started doing the Rosa Corey is controlled opposition fake death faker. Now, Rosa was the most under the radar. No, she was just going around to small churches, doing little things, doing the bit. Lovely voice, genuine. I trust her 100%. Just telling you what, the same stuff I heard in 1982, I would guess, when they said it was called Global 2000. It wasn't called 2030, it was called Global 2000. Exactly the same agenda, but I think they moved it forward a bit when they didn't get their way in the 80s.
Well, again, they always expect resistance, Rick. I go, let's go to this one. Audio archive. Viruses are not contagious. So 8 worthwhile audios I just started. But Jeff is fantastic. Is this Jeff Berwick from the guy down in Mexico with his...
Who else?
It's somebody else, actually.
Jeff.
I don't know his last name. He has a website called... I can't remember quite... Well, what is the name of the website? It should be linked there.
It says called Audio Archive. Viruses are not contagious. Let me just click on it. Give me a second.
Oh, yeah. Virusesarenotcontagious.com. I knew it was similar to mine.
Yep.
He's got 8 really good audios. You should listen to them. He speaks clearly. Yeah, I've got youcan'tcatchavirus.com. And what's his call again?
Right.
Can't.
Yeah. So it's not Jeff Berwick from Mexico.
How much is Bitcoin worth at the moment?
I don't know. I think it's dropped out. All right, here we go. Well, last one. Patient zero. If viruses are contagious and transmit quickly from person to person, they have to start somewhere. Epidemiologists refer to this as patient zero. It reminds me, one, of Ground Zero, a place that is very, very scary and fake. Nuclear bombs are dropped, spreading their infectious radiation far and wide. Okay, so how they possibly find a patient zero is a farce in itself, but doesn't stop them from making up stories. I haven't found anything on COVID's patient zero yet, but yet there are some older virus hoax stories with a patient zero. Let's start with AIDS. Now, AIDS zero. So you've got that, and you've got Ebola patient zero. Please post any other incredible stories in the comments of fabricated master infectors. That's a hard word. Yep.
Master
so we got the schoolhouse rock my zero.
That's just one of my favorite songs. Zero is my hero. Yeah,
can we get Johnny's list of players right now?
Why not?
Because I want to sign out too soon. I've got to get up.
I'm done.
So,
but comment. Oh, hold on.
This is Jeff
Sandrick.
Trigger Roll.
Mars.
The Phoenician.
Trust me.
You're listening to Fakeologist Radio at fakeologist.com.
Yeah, I've had a little bit too much champagne. Saturday the 19th of June, 2021, here with Rick and Rollo and man, Johnny Smith. He's going to play Schoolhouse Rock. My hero zero. And Ab, before we play it, tell us about why you posted this patient zero.
Well, because I posted earlier the Muslim guy who was talking.
Yeah. Zero is a wonderful thing.
Tell us how to it.
Zero is my hero.
How can Zero be a hero?
Well, there are all kinds of heroes, you know. A man can get to be a hero for a famous battle he fought. Or by studying very hard and becoming a weightless astronaut. And then there are heroes of other sorts, like the heroes we know from watching sports. But a hero doesn't have to be a grown-up person, you know. A hero can be a very big dog who comes to your rescue, or a very little boy who's smart enough to know what to do. But let me tell you about my favorite hero. My hero, Zero, such a funny little hero, but until you came along, we counted on our fingers and toes. Now you're here to stay, and nobody really knows how wonderful you are, why we could never reach a star without you, Zero, my hero, how wonderful you are.
What's so wonderful about a zero? Nothing, isn't it?
Sure, it represents nothing alone. What place a zero after one? And you've got yourself a ten. See how important that is. When you run out of digits, you can start all over again. See how convenient that is. That's why with only 10 digits, including zero, you can count as high as you could ever go. Forever towards infinity. No one ever gets there but you can try. From the cavemen till the heroes who invented you, they counted on their fingers and toes. Maybe some sticks and stones,
or rocks and bones,
and their neighbor's toes. Yeah, yeah. And nobody really knows how wonderful you are, why we could never reach the stars without you, Zero, my hero. Zero, how wonderful you are. Place one zero after any number, and you've multiplied that number by 10. How easy that is. Place two zeros after any number, and you've multiplied that number by 100. Place three zeros after any number, and you've multiplied that number by 1,000, etc., etc., ad infinitum, ad astra, forever and ever, with zero. My hero, how wonderful you are.
Well, thank you, Sesame Street.
Oh, yeah, I love Schoolhouse Rock.
That's going to be the gayest song I've ever heard.
I'm sorry, just how my weak brain works. I make words.
I love listening to odd stuff as well. Do you remember...
That's catchy 70s stuff. That's
all it is. Sesame Street and... stuff like that, the animations that were around back in the day.
Yeah.
I mean, I can remember sitting home one day on a Sunday when I was probably about 7, watching something called the Phantom Toll Booth being played.
Okay.
And if that wasn't written by trippers using acid, it's beyond me. That is a really strange show, so I recommend anyone listening to this, have a look at the Phantom
Toll
Booth.
In the Quran, there's something called la adwa, which means there's no contagion. And they use a story about camels and saying that, well, if you have one mangy camel, they can't spread it to other camels. Because In the Quran it says, well, how could they spread it? Where would the first camel have got the disease from if he didn't get it? It has to start somewhere. And in the Quran it says God gave him the disease. But of course we know that if one person is poisoned or ill,
interesting,
he gets
interesting
it.
Stuff, Ed.
Yeah.
100%.
So that's why me going on Patient Zero, and that's why the origin story, the OG, is so important to these fake contagious events, because they have to come up with something that people sort of believe. That's where the wet market with the bat. So they're saying that it came from a bat, and at the Ebola origin story. It's even more ridiculous. If you read that,
absolutely.
They said it.
Absolutely,
it's crazy.
Absolutely. Yeah, what we're getting are fables and
right.
allegories.
Myth.
And,
yeah. And Rick, who lives yeah. happily ever after?
The
with,
guy with
all the money. COVID-19. Who lives happily ever after? Anthony Fauci, Bill Gates, and your Klaus Schwab.
Why don't people keep...
Yeah.
No, I'm saying, but what about the link between Fauci, that means maker of sickles, and the AIDS advert that we had here with the Grim Reaper
God,
back in the 80s with a big sickle. And the guy that was killing everyone that had AIDS was Fauci's AZT. And AZT
right.
and AstraZeneca sound almost, you know, AstraZeneca.
That's true.
Like, phonetically, there's
true,
something
yeah.
there. And
what does AZT stand for?
Yeah.
Is it the company, or is it just the name of a toxic drug?
Well,
Prozac, Xanax, and Zoloft.
Here's something interesting.
We call them Zeds in Australia, not Zs.
Here's something interesting. We had a thing called Xenical here in the 90s. Which women were taking that was stopping you absorbing fat. And so Xenical is obviously part of that. Ad Astra means to the stars.
Something demonic.
To the stars.
Yeah.
Yeah. To the stars.
You're right.
Ad Astra. Ad Astra. To the stars.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. And there's AstraZeneca. So
when you die, you go back to the stars. That's what they want.
Something
death
like that.
Means
yeah. They want you to die. They want you to die. There's no two ways about it. They must
no, there isn't.
Want you
no.
to die. Yeah.
There's, yeah. Yeah, you're right. There's no happily ever after with Fauci, Bill Gates, and obviously Klaus Schwab. Anyway, it's been a great chat tonight. And Saturday, I'll let you know. When's my court case? My court case is coming up on the 5th of July. So
yeah, 2 weeks.
About two weeks. So I'll be a free man till then. So I'll check you.
No, right. I'm telling the man. You're going to walk in there and it's going to get dismissed with the right, the stuff you've got, guaranteed.
I've already paid $2,200 for this section.
Can I just say, I listened to the incredibly prescient, knowledgeable SMJ giving you some great advice and you didn't take it. He said you just find the number of your charge and then you get, say that you pay a lawyer $1,000 to say that you this charge isn't relevant.
I should have done
that,
shouldn't I? Yeah, I should have done that. Yeah.
Yes, you should.
Rather than call him a nigger, I shouldn't have done that.
That's right.
No, you shouldn't have. Yeah, you shouldn't have, because you're a fuckwit.
And I never did.
Are.
I never called him a nigger. I just said the word. Right. But you can't say that word these days.
No, right. Because you're just going to get blocked forever, and I'll be the one that will block you the next time you carry on like that.
No. I never called him that. I just
But you don't need to say the word.
That word is so outlawed. But he is a very clever man, and I thank him for his advice.
Yeah, the man
and
isn't,
Frank,
the man. The man's
and,
not exactly...
And, well, Rollo, thanks for joining us. Have a good night.
Yeah, good night, Rollo. Good night, Rollo. Don't hurry back. Don't hurry back.
Cheers, guys. I love you guys. I love you guys.
All right.
Take care. All right. Rick, you still there?
Jump up. Yep. Don't jump off any bridges.
Oh,
I think
he's trying to build some more than jump off them at the moment. But
you'd hope so.
I know.
He's trying to blow up bridges.
He might have a lot to build, but anyway.
I wouldn't want to stand on it, that's for sure. If I was doing some scaffolding, the last bloke I want to build a bridge underneath me would be Rollo.
But yeah, I really, that patient zero thing really hit me because I was trying to understand why do they harp on it. And then I thought, well, yeah, because in a contagion, it has to start with somebody, if you believe the story.
Yeah.
So they really have to build up the story to,
it's a myth. It's a myth.
Because in the Quran, the myth is that God gives the first one, or God gives disease to the animals and people. So that doesn't work with most people that don't believe in God, which I should say most people do believe in God probably, but for those that don't, they need another origin story if they're not going to believe that God just gives the original person an illness. So that origin story is easy if you...
But they seem to use
they seem to use like the cross pollination, like it transfers from animals to humans. Like that's very well used.
Yes, and how exactly would that happen? And they don't really need to explain it. They just have to say that
exactly
it happened.
Right.
They don't need to explain
exactly
how it
right.
happened.
Exactly
as Frank said, our stomach has a pH of 1, which means anything that goes through our gut gets destroyed by our stomach. So if you ate a bat that was ill, according to them, then your stomach would destroy anything that's bad.
And one thing I've learned, our stomach is the greatest filter system. We're not meant to take stuff into our bloodstream.
The acid in your stomach will strip a... you've seen
strip a pain off the wall.
Literally.
Yeah.
And it's incredibly powerful. Incredibly powerful.
Right.
So nothing is by your
stomach. Yeah.
And so anyway, Ab, I listened to Crow 777's, there was a couple of shows that he did, because I've been off, not on air as much as I have been, or used to be. And he had a guy, an older American guy, who's a guy that does this thing about food combinations. And so I listened to the show, because I had terrible problems last week. My stomach was just all over the place. So I immediately removed carbonated water out of my diet, which I was drinking at least 2 litres a day of carbonated water. Or at least a litre.
Why do you drink carbonated water?
Because I stopped drinking as much alcohol, so I was drinking fizzy water and red wine to make up for it. So I'd have a big glass of like fizzy water and tip some red wine on the top of it so it turned red and just drink it that way. And I discovered that the carbonated water was actually causing my digestive system to go all over the place. I then removed caffeine, so no more... not caffeine, no more coffee. And I have no dairy as well. I have, what's it called, almond milk and chai latte, or chai, brewed chai, whatever it's called. Which is fantastic. And I'm telling you, I feel so much better, and I'm sleeping so much better just from getting rid of caffeine.
Now get rid of the alcohol. Get rid of the alcohol.
Well, yeah,
I'm
really not a big drinker these days.
Well, then just get rid of it totally, then.
Yeah. I could do that, because it's not predominantly water. Yeah. Yeah. I'm feeling 100%.
But what I have to do, you got to get rid of sugar. Good luck with that.
That's the hard thing. That is the hard thing.
You know, sugar is in everything. It's in
it
bread.
Do you know
that Subway can't even call their bread bread? Because there's so much sugar in it.
That's one of my favorite stories.
It's a cake.
That's one of my favorite stories.
It's a cake.
Yeah.
But you told me that.
Sugar and, yeah. No, well, it's one of my favorite stories. My son, so one of the more healthier options is actually the Kentucky Fried Chicken here. My son's got a job there and he's working there and he says it's all locally produced chicken and they do all the dipping and herbs in the actual shop that he works at, and he reckons that it's better than McDonald's. Is basically all artificial, basically. Everything McDonald's do is... Well, it's all made in a giant factory somewhere else, but the KFC actually use local chicken, dip it in batter and herbs and stuff in each...
11 herbs and spices?
Yeah, funny that. KFC, so K, 11, F, 6, D, 3. Get your 311 and your 611. Boom. There you go.
Right. Are. Yeah.
Anyway, I've got another big day tomorrow. I better go.
All the best, Rick. Thank you, Rick.
Yeah, all the best.
Johnny and I will create
another great show.
By the way, I forgot to mention an ounce of salt said he can't be here today. He did want to pass on his best wishes.
Oh, thank you, Frank. Thank you, Frank. And
forgot.
His stuff last week was absolutely fantastic.
He really ripped apart that speech to the Nobel Prize. Really, he ripped it apart. It was interesting.
Absolutely fantastic.
And we go around saying these words like anaphylactic shock. We don't even know what we're talking about.
Now we do.
It's so important. Yeah. It's so important.
Oh, man, as I said back then, this is groundbreaking stuff, that information.
Yeah.
1913.
Purple
Place is fantastic stuff.
She posted that speech on Fakeologist Forum, And yes, you can download it. She thinks it might get scrubbed off the web.
I would say, Ab, looking at logistics, it probably will. But hopefully, fakeholders.com,
they don't have to hide anything. They just leave it there. They know nobody reads. I don't think they
look,
need
honestly,
to
Look, honestly, Ab, people just, look, you can go and produce all the evidence in the world to your family and your friends. They are just going to ignore it unless...
Yeah.
They've decided they want to do something different.
Hey, Rick, you'll love this. There's a car beside me now. It's a black Trans Am with black fuzzy dice hanging from the rearview mirror. How out of place
Fantastic.
Is this guy? Actually, that could be you. It looks like you driving the car, a black Trans Am, Thunder Chicken.
I wish.
Yeah.
Well, look, I'm really happy with my Hyundai, let me tell you. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's diesel, automatic diesel. With 2.5 litre, and you barely need to put your foot on the thing, and it just
cruise. Wait, does it have, do you have any of the VEF fluid in there? I don't understand why diesels are being sold, because they still produce
foot.
I know that, do you have VEF fluid that you got to put in it? That's diesel exhaust fluid, do you have to put that in?
No. So far, there's nothing up.
That is strange, because diesels, does it smell and,
No.
Do they solve all those problems, diesels?
Unlike my last Hyundai diesel, which did smell, when you turn the engine off, you got this kind of a strange smell in the cockpit.
Yeah, it's the soot.
Cockpit. Yeah. It doesn't happen with this one. So this is only a few years old, so it's not like an older one. But economically, I've been driving a small Hyundai i30. It cost me roughly $10 more to drive to Sydney, which is nearly 260 k's, cost me $10 more in a diesel than a little tiny hatchback was costing. And this is a massive car, 6-seater, with a big boot.
Diesel has always been more efficient, and
definitely.
I think it can be burned cleanly. The exhaust on diesel is cleaner than gas, even though you can't see the exhaust on gas.
Here we go.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
But diesel never caught on in North America for passenger cars and
understand that, because when you're in a big country, diesel's so much more economical.
Diesel's more efficient. The engines are more efficient. They have a higher conversion rate from fuel to power. But they just, it's like Beta and VHS. Beta was better, but it was...
I think so. Beta was
smaller. People didn't like.
Yeah. It's funny.
Was Beta smaller or bigger? I thought it was bigger.
Beta was small. No, Beta was half the size of a VHS tape. And a VHS is way more bulkier. So the Beta somehow just lost... That's an interesting story in itself, what happened to Beta.
It's probably just pure marketing. You know, it's the same, it's something marketing, it's payoffs, it's bribes, it's all kinds of things to make something work.
For sure.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've got to go, so
thank you, Rick.
Fantastic chat once again. And you're doing, awesome stuff. I'm enjoying
all the chat. We're trying.
Anyway, I'll be back. I'll be speaking soon.
Any solo rigs coming up?
Yeah, I will do that. Because I'm using this Android, and I've been very busy lately. I've been picking up lots of extra work. I just haven't had the time. I'm not even listening to as many shows as I used to listen to. Oh, here we go. Over now.
All right. Rick is being played out.
Saturday night. Blueberry cigarillos, swishes make my throat hurt. Rolling up CDs on the side for me, light them up and let them both burn. Family feud, saying your mom's confused. I forget she doesn't wanna learn. But daddy's gone, say he's never home. And wishing only makes it worse. I guess there's certain dreams that you gotta keep. Cause they'll only know what you let them say.
Oh no, Rollo found out how to use the music player. Now we're in big trouble. Oh, everyone's gone. Okay, well, everyone's gone, so Johnny's list is gone. Everyone's gone. Everyone have a good day. This was a short one today. We'll talk to you later.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
I'm Zach Hubbard with freetofindtruth.blogspot.com. And you're listening to Fakeologist Radio.
Hi, this is Ryan Stelly.
Hi, Larkin.
Thrillium.
This is El Sushi, the Moonly.
You're listening to Fakeologist Radio at fakeologist.com.
Saturday night, blueberry cigarillos, swishes make my throat hurt. Rolling out CDs on the side of me, light them up and let them both burn. Family feud, saying mom's confused. I figure she doesn't wanna learn. But daddy's gone, say he's never home. And wishing only makes it worse. I guess there's certain dreams that you gotta keep. Cause they'll only know what you let them say. And all the things you find in all. That your parents don't, they don't care like I do, nowhere like I do. And all the things that I know, that your parents don't, they don't care like I do, nowhere like I do, nowhere like I do. Saturday night, your work shoes are stiletto. Smell a cheap perfume. Makeup on your face, try to hide the pain. All the lies that look like the truth. Deep in your heart, all you want is love. But you never felt good enough. You got wrapped up in other flames. But the simple way the story ends. Guess there's certain dreams that you gotta keep. Don't only know what you let them say. All the things that I know, that your parents don't, they don't care like I do, nowhere like I do. And all the things that I know, that your parents don't, they don't care like I do, nowhere like I do, nowhere like I do. If I told you that I love you, would you tell me that you love me back? What if I told you that I miss you? Would you tell me that you miss me back? What if I told you that I need you? Would you tell me that you need me? Yeah. If I tell you all my feelings, would you believe me? Yeah. What if I told you that I love you? Yeah. What if I told you that I tell me that you need me too. But if I told you that I love you, hey.
when you told me that you love me. Was I a fool to believe in you? When you told me I was special, was I dumb for trusting you? When you told me that you want me, did you really want me? Or was this all a joke to you? I don't wanna say I miss you, if I don't know that you miss me back. I don't wanna say the wrong thing, if I do there's no coming back. What if I told you that I need you? Would you tell me that you need me? Yeah. If I tell you all my feelings, would you believe me? Yeah. What if I told you that I love you? Yeah. What if I told you that I love you? I wish I told you that I love you. Now it's too late, you have someone new. I hope he loves you like I do. Love the way he's treating you. What if I told you that I loved you? Would you tell me that you love me back? If I told you that I missed you, would you tell me that you miss me back? What if I told you that I need you? Would you tell me that you need me? Yeah. If I tell you all my feelings, would you believe me? Yeah. What if I told you that I love you? I told you that I love you. Yeah, but if I told you that I need you, would you tell me that you need me too? But if I told you that I love you, but if I told you that I...
We used to run red lights and never look back. We used to chase long nights, nothing wrong with that. Cause I loved you and I lost my mind. And now I try to leave it, oh I try. But you still haunt me, no matter where I go. And you hated my lasagna, but you came back for more. You got me running circles in your favorite store. And I lost you and I lost my mind. And now I try to leave it all behind. But I still see you no matter where I go. If I could turn back time and make it all alright, only a piece of you and me will keep me warm all night. If I could turn back time and rewrite every line, if only I could, but baby I can't. So I'ma scream, shout, let it all out. And scream and shout and let it all out for you, for you. So I'ma scream, shout, let it all out. And scream and shout and let it all out for you, for you. I'll hit you up like, hey girl, can we talk right now? I know you're far away, girl, can we hang right now? I loved you and I lost my mind. Now I'm trying to leave it all behind. But I still see you no matter where I go. I know it's getting late, girl, I don't care right now. I tried to call you on the phone, girl, but you don't pick up. And I lost you and I lost my mind. Now I'm trying to leave it all, I'm trying. But you still haunt me no matter where I go. If I could turn back time and make it all alright, only a piece of you and me will keep me warm all night. If I could turn back time and rewrite every line, if only I could, but baby I can't. So I'ma scream, shout, let it all out. And scream and shout and let it all out for you. Maybe it's a mistake if we let the clock break.
so sorry, guys. Yes, it's Saturday night. Here's my dog barking. You want to hear my dog bark? I wanted Saturday Night by Cold Chisel. Saturday the 19th of June 2021. Delete all of that. I just don't know what I did wrong. Catch you guys next Saturday.
That's all, folks.